Hey, it's Neville Medora here with a Swipes email for Friday, March 8th, 2024. This is an educational and fun email sponsored by my company, copywritingcourse.com. Check it out if you want to improve your copywriting and improve your sales. So let's get started with the swipe. And today is, this is a swipe from a guy named Gary Halbert, who initially got me into copywriting. Now, he was dead by the time I figured out about copywriting, but he was a copywriter back in the 70s and 80s. And he became a millionaire in 1971, which was, that was a bigger deal in 1971 than now. And it was this one page sealed in an envelope, selling them a coat of arms picture and report based on their last name that he sold. And at its peak, it was making 20,000 sales per day. And keep in mind, these were physical mail orders. Like people were actually sending in checks and cash in envelopes and people had to open them and sort them and then send out the stuff. I mean, this was a massive operation. So this particular letter that I'm showing here in the swipe section was sent to every McDonald's in the phone book across the United States. So essentially what he did was he realized by sending out a one pager just with an envelope, and you could send it to just look up someone's name, McDonald in the phone book. And there's like, apparently, you know, 300 McDonald's. So let's just send it to all of them. And it sells them like a family crest that explains their name. So for example, I have one over here that someone on Twitter posted that in their grandpa's house. And this is what you got for $2 in 1971. They sent you this coat of arms picture of your family last name. And then you could frame it. You could do whatever you want with it. You can have it, just setting on a piece of paper like that, or you could frame it like this person did. And then it also had a small report explaining the coat of arms. So defining where the name Rogers in this case came from and what it means and all that kind of stuff. So just remember, you know, this is before the internet. You didn't readily get access to this kind of information. So this is very interesting to people. And I think Gary Halbert knew that people were most interested in themselves. Stuff about you is always very interesting. So this hit all the elements of a great promotion. And it was just pretty neat that he made many millions of dollars with this one promotion, customizing it to every last name in the phone book. Then they did it in other countries. Such a simple thing. So brilliant. I just love the idea of this thing. Here's a piece of wisdom for you. So there's two quotes I really love. One, this is a quote about having a goal you're working towards. And it says, when things are the hardest, a clear goal is the most important thing. To have a fountain of energy to draw from, establishing a worthwhile goal is the hardest part. It gives you a place to go and a reason to get up. Earl Nightingale. This is one of my favorite authors, Earl Nightingale. And I like this quote because it just shows that you need a goal to have energy to do things. If you don't have like a goal you're eventually working towards, sometimes work is like, it's a kind of a slog. I don't want to do it right now. But if you're working towards a goal eventually, that really, really helps establish. And it has to be a goal that you find worthwhile. Maybe, you know, a money goal doesn't really motivate you, or some other type of goal doesn't motivate you. Then you need to have a goal that's worthwhile to you. That's why I think people with a chip on their shoulder often do really well in life. Not all the time, but sometimes people that are CEOs often will say like, you know, my dad never thought I could do anything, and so I was going to prove him wrong. And whilst that may not be the healthiest thing on the planet, you can't deny that gives you a goal to work towards. Showing up my father who didn't believe in me. That's a, you know, that's an emotionally very strong goal. So anyways, have a goal. And I remember Earl Nightingale one time saying that if you don't have a goal, your goal is to find that goal. I like that. And then there's one more quote here I liked. This one is about building confidence. And it says, confidence is built upon an experience of success. And that means like if you're a little kid and you can't lift the truck up over your head and throw it into the sandbox, you do it 50 times and you can't do it. And then one time you get it, you go, oh, that's interesting. An example I relate to, I remember when I was learning guitar when I was younger, it just seemed so hopeless to be able to play something fast because you had to like think about every place your finger went. And then after you do it 10 times, you start to go, oh, this doesn't seem that hard. And after the 50th time you do it, it's so easy that you could even sing along with the song and don't even think about it. And you realize that happens with every new song you learn, that it's just like, it's hard at first, but I'm like, okay, I know that if I just do this enough, I'm going to get it. Like it's happened 100 times before. So building up on those small successes really, really helps. Here's something interesting. A cool pattern I've found with regards to reading is that 10 pages of a fiction book at night helps me go to sleep. And then 10 pages of a business book in the morning helps me wake up and have my brain thinking about work. So that means 10 pages of fiction at night and then 10 pages of a business book in the morning. Now, it doesn't have to be exactly 10 pages, whatever, but you know, just some reading helps. So I've noticed reading too much fiction in the morning, it's exciting and I have a good time, especially like right now I'm into a book and I really want to wake up and read it. But the problem is once I stop reading it, I'm not like ready to go work. I don't know, just my brain hasn't switched over into work mode. And so if I read a business book, like I'm reading this book called Read, Write, Own, it's about next era of the internet, Web3, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's more about like practical business stuff, nonfiction-y type thing. And for some reason, my brain is starting to fire and get ideas and get ready to do work whenever I do that. And then at night, if I want to wind down, getting ideas and thinking about work is probably not the best idea. So reading fiction is great for going to sleep. And I'm currently reading a book called The Three Body Problem. Apparently I had this in my bookshelf. A friend gave it to me already and someone recommended it on Twitter. And this also, I just realized today, came out as either a movie or a TV trailer. And I am purposely not watching this trailer, so I don't know anything about what's to happen. I know this book gets crazy and I'm still in the first part, so I don't know what's about to happen. And so I just didn't even want to see the trailer to like give away that like they're about to go to space or something like that. So here's a fun little picture I'm sharing. So I got one of those 100K subscriber YouTube plaques, one of the silver ones. It says, presented to Neville Medora for passing 100K subscribers. I always saw those in the background of people's offices and stuff. So I just set this up against the wall. Thought it's kind of cool. And so, by the way, if you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, check it out. So what I do is I put out 2 long form videos or interviews per month. They have lately been like a lot more interviews and 1 short form video a day. So if you go through your shorts, you might see these. And if that sounds up your alley, give me a subscribe. Just go on YouTube and type in copywriting with a K and you'll immediately find the channel. And or you can type in Neville Medora and find the channel. So subscribe to me if you like it. So I just give away a lot of free stuff. It takes money and effort and time to plan out these questions and get guests and take them in the studio and get the editing done and then chop it up into clips. It's kind of like a full-time job, actually. So if you like it, all I ask you is that you just subscribe. Here's a quick little essay I did about the Tesla Model S. So I actually have a Lexus GS350. I've had several versions of this car over a year and I really love it. It's just like a great car. Like there's nothing ever wrong with it. It's just awesome. And so one of the things I really like is I like Teslas. And the reason is, one, I think some of them look cool. Actually, I really only think the Model S is the best looking one in my opinion. And I wanted to try it out for a multi-city, multi-destination trip. Now I've drove friends' Model S's and been a lot of trips in different Teslas. And there are some parts about it that I don't think are completely compatible with my driving habits. So for example, I go back and forth from Austin to Houston a lot. It's about 150 miles each way. And then within Houston, I drive a lot because it's Houston and I have to drive around to a lot of different places each time. And so I was just like, let's see how annoying the charging was. So I've wanted to buy one for a while. And so I was like, let me rent it because that way I could actually try out the exact model I want. So I got the exact model I want. And I'm not a big car guy. And in reality, the one thing I really want is the full self-driving so I can get around without paying attention. So I've done a couple of road trips in this, like I said, and I noticed it wasn't great, but they have a new version of FSD, full self-driving out. And it was pretty good. Like, I mean, it's pretty impressive that it literally will drive you from your driveway to where you're going. It will do it. So it literally does that. To me, that's like incredible. But then it gets a little bit more nitpicky. So it's not exactly kind of like set it and forget it. You do kind of have to babysit it a little bit. And it is kind of naggy if you don't hold it. It, you know, tells you to pay attention, which, you know, as it should, blah, blah, blah. But it is still kind of jerky at times. I notice this a lot more when a passenger's in the car. If it's just me in the driver's seat, it doesn't feel jerky. But then when there's a passenger, and I've been this passenger before, and like the car just all of a sudden like stops or brakes really hard, tries to take an exit when it shouldn't, it freaks them out. Like it's not comfortable. And because it's an electric car, I feel like it's more prone to jerkiness. So I will say like 2% of the time, the car like freaks out and scares the hell out of you. And like it'll try to all of a sudden take a turn off the freeway that it's not supposed to. There'll be like a U-turn lane. It should be going straight for 50 miles. All of a sudden it just brakes really hard and tries to take this U-turn lane. You're like, what the fuck are you doing? Slow down. So it still does stuff like that, which makes it a little kind of like not super comfortable to use. But I will say you can just turn it on in traffic and it'll just take you, it'll do it. It's also a little bit of a lane hog. I notice it'll keep going to the left lane on the highway and just stay there. Even when traffic wants to go around you. So I'm not a big fan of that. I hate it when people drive in the left lane they're not supposed to. Anyways, I put a whole list of my pros and cons of the Tesla Model S if you're interested. But ultimately, I just want to sit in a car and listen to podcasts, take notes, sleep, do work, whatever, and not have to worry about driving. I just think of the amount of driving I've done in my life and how that's I wouldn't say wasted time, but at the same time, it could be used for something fun and productive. And I really hope within 5 years, this is a perfect system and you don't even have to pay attention. Finally, a little splurge. So I love local business marketing because it's just so easy with such great results. If you recall, I did a shoe hospital experiment where for $160, I made an A-frame sign that increased their walk-ins by 50%, which is quite significant. And I saw this in a neighborhood while driving around. It's a simple A-frame this window cleaner puts up in front of a house when they're cleaning. And a great way of drumming up business is just letting people in the neighborhood know you're helping out one of their neighbors. I've seen power washing people do this. They'll put out a little sign or they'll have a sign on the truck. And then one of the neighbors will come by and go, oh, that's clean driveway. Hey, why don't you come do my driveway next? So it's a great way of drumming up business for essentially free. And if you're a service provider, go spend the $150 to get a nice A-frame made and stick it in front of your service sites. It's just such a easy hack to drum up business. Anyways, my name is Nel Medora. I hope you enjoyed this. Oh, and by the way, check these out. Check out some member wins from this past week alone. So I'm going to read out a couple of member wins. This is from our copywriting course area. Now, as you recall, copywriting course is, of course, a set of courses about email, sales page, writing, landing page, copywriting, etc. But it's also a place where we have weekly office hours where we hop on calls. I literally hop on a call every week and you can get any answer answered. Any question answered that you want. We just had one right now. And the other thing is you have a 24/7 forum where you can actually upload emails and such and get direct feedback on it from professional writers and myself. And this makes all of your marketing more effective, which means you get more sales, which is ultimately the goal of copywriting. So I'm going to read out a couple of these. Check this out. So, and I anonymized the names, of course, inside. GF was saying, thank you for taking the time to read my copy and provide feedback and rewrite suggestions. The team on the forum is like my own private marketing department. Freaking awesome. JR says, there was more information in this one lesson than I've got from several classes that I've taken. My mind is blown. GF says, my LinkedIn posts are starting to finally get engagement. Thanks for the edits and rewrites on this forum. And then JR says, I can't imagine having launched a business without your support and feedback. Thank you. And then DK says, thanks for the rewrites on all my marketing material. We're getting much more engagement. So I just love hearing that when people get engagement and sales and leads, that makes my heart happy. And if you want to see some results like this too, jump on one of our monthly or yearly plans. I highly suggest you go yearly. Just one, you're going to save a bunch of money. But two, it doesn't take just 1 month to go through and redo everything you have, right? You have to go through all the different pieces of copy. You have to go through all your emails, your sales page, your landing page, your product page, some of your images. And if you just have a year to do this with us, it makes such a big difference rather than going monthly. So jump on the yearly plan, check it out. And this is a great time because Q2 is about to start. It's a great time to start in the year to start making all your marketing better. Anyways, my name is Nel Medora. I will talk to you later. Hey, before you go, let me tell you about the copywriting course real quick and what it is. So the copywriting course is, as you can imagine, a copywriting course, right? You watch some videos, you learn stuff a la carte about email, sales pages, web pages, digital marketing, all of the above. And so, of course, you can learn from our courses, but it is so much more than that. You see, one of the reasons that people get good at writing is by practicing writing. So inside the course, you actually get practice by doing quick assignments or submitting your copy to our writers and getting professional feedback on it. And so we have this whole entire members forum, like a specific custom built forum for copywriters. So you can submit your copy and pro writers will help critique it and rewrite it. And not only your copy, but your images, your tables, all that kind of stuff. It's like having a whole marketing team working on your copy. And many people just join for the forum just to get their copy reviewed, just that alone. But not only that, you also get live help in office hours. That's right. Every Thursday, I hold a live office hours, and we hop on a Zoom call, and just all the people in the office hours, it's private, so you're not going to get blasted on the web or anything, and you submit what you want critiqued, and we go over it, and oftentimes, actually most of the time, just rewrite it on the spot or talk about how to make it better. So one of the last ones, someone had a big real estate group, and they were wondering if they could make a cohort. And so we wrote up a quick thing, they posted it, and instantly they got 80 people interested and over 230 comments on the post asking to be inside the cohort. So little things like that, a lot of times it's just like a little push to get you to do something. And if you go to copywritingcourse.com/office, you'll see literally thousands of different office hours questions we've answered and all these wins. So you can copywritingcourse.com/wins to see all the wins that people get inside the course. Not only that, we have weekly lesson newsletters that you can get copywriting certified, and you can learn by watching others and grow. So every week there's new stuff inside the community. There's new office hours, and you can watch people live redoing their businesses. You get feedback in our forums, and you can directly ask me, myself, the writers, and the community questions. I mean, it is one of the best values in digital marketing on the entire internet. We've trained people at big companies and small companies, Gartner, AppSumo, The Hustle, WinZip, White Rock Locators, Ahrefs, Best Self, Nerd Fitness, and people freaking love Copywriting Course. This one guy says, within a few minutes of watching some videos, I was buzzing with ideas on how to change my emails. And the next day we had our highest sales day ever from a promotion I wrote the same day as signing up for the Copywriting Course. I love hearing things like this, where they think they're gonna take like a full year to learn stuff. They learn a few things, implement it, and they're like, oh my God, I literally paid for your course 10X over and I still get to use it. So anyways, go to copywritingcourse.com/join and join the Copywriting Course right now. It's one of the best investments you'll ever make, and talk to you inside.